It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickards.
And I'm Rob Farach. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch has waited 5 months, but her Senate confirmation vote is finally set, apparently, for tomorrow. We'll take our weekly look at Congress.
First, the state's Joint Finance Committee met today to talk about a couple of proposals affecting hunters, fishers, and anyone who uses the state's roads and highways.
On the table, possible increases to hunting and fishing fees, as well as the question of whether or not the DNR should keep its funding for the removal of dead deer from the state's roads and highways. This all comes among proposed cuts and layoffs to the agency, especially in its science bureau.
Joining us now to talk about the latest on these issues is Pat Durkin. He's an outdoor columnist for Wisconsin newspapers. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the issue of deer pickup. And until today, what was being considered?
The governor proposed eliminating the whole budget for paying private contractors to go around and pick up dead deer from the roads and highways. And it costs... The program costs about $700,000 a year. Half of it's paid by general taxpayer revenues and half's paid by hunting and fishing fees.
Now, to put this into perspective, how big a job is this?
Well, it varies, you know, because some counties are real fastidious about it. They get out there and anytime dead deer is found along the highway, they get it removed, and other counties aren't quite so aggressive about it. And sometimes you see the deer piled up there all winter, and then this time of year when the snow melts, you really see a lot of them pile up along the roads and in various stages of decay. So it can really vary, but typically, you know, each county is responsible, and they typically have a contractor or a number of contractors usually that go around and pick up the dead deer and get them off the road, or at least drag them down farther in the ditch and get them out of sight.
And ultimately, the JFC voted to restore that $700,000 in funding to the DNR. Why do you think they went that way?
I think it's one of these sensitivity issues, you know. I remember writing about this back in the 80s when it was proposed that, you know, like some states do, they just pretty much instruct their law enforcement people after a car deer collision to just pull the deer down the ditch and get it up. You know, as much out of sight as you can. And still that happens a lot in Wisconsin, too, where it's just easier than hauling a trailer down there and winching a dead deer aboard and hauling it away. And sometimes these deer are a mess, you know. They don't just die in one piece. And so it's kind of a gruesome thing for some people. And you know, one of the arguments, of course, is that when people are driving along Wisconsin highways, you know, they don't want to be viewing these scenes of carnage, you know, across the state.
Have there been problems in the past with turning that task over to local authorities, or at least the prospect of it, because it hasn't happened before? But do you see roadblocks there?
Yeah, I'm not sure there's ever been a real problem. It's mostly always, I think it comes back to how do you want to spend taxpayer dollars. And I think it's one of those things, though, people are sensitive to it, and if they're sensitive to it, they raise a ruckus because they don't want to be stuck with the responsibility themselves of hauling off a dead deer, even though, you know, today it's easier than ever for people, if they hit a deer, to claim the deer and take it home and cut it up themselves and eat it. You know, it's not that common. I think in one of the recent reports I saw, it's about 5% of the deer end up going home that way. People either who hit the deer themselves or someone happened to be driving by at the same time and they saw it and thought, hey, it's free meat, why not?
Right now we're talking with Outdoors columnist Patrick Durkin about potential changes to the DNR and a meeting with the Joint Finance Committee today on the budget. Today the panel wants the DNR to come up with a plan by 2017 to address an imbalance in the fund made up of hunting and fishing fees. What's the situation there?
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. And the governor didn't propose any kind of increases in license fees this year because, you know, I can't think when we last increased hunting and fishing license fees, but it wasn't, it was a few years now because it's been one of those touchy issues no one wants to talk about. But when you look at the states around us and what they charge for their hunting and fishing fees, you know, Wisconsin's gotten to where we're one of the lowest states right now, one of the better deals for hunting and fishing. So I guess I wasn't personally surprised by it. And this proposal I saw the other day was for basically an across-the-board $2 increase, which would raise about $2 million and save a lot of the quite a few of the positions they're talking about cutting. And when you just get down there and look at what else you pay, what other states pay, and what they charge for, especially non-resident fees, Wisconsin gives a pretty good bargain.
And do you think that's something, when we look at the prospects on fees, that looks the most likely raising the out-of-state fees for hunters and fishers?
Well, that's another one of those interesting topics that always comes up, because Wisconsin is a big tourism state, and Wisconsin, too, especially for deer hunting, where I do a lot of my work, the issue that comes up a lot is that families come home to deer hunt. And if they were raised in Wisconsin, they got used to paying a good, modest fee for a hunting license. They don't like to come home and pay a really steep non-resident fee. But our non-resident fee, the thing I point out, is that if you hunt in Iowa for deer right now, you're paying about $425 for either sex deer license. Wisconsin, you know, you're paying about $160. I think it's $160 right now. So it's Wisconsin, for as much good deer hunting as we have, we are really open to outside non-resident hunters. Other states aren't. They really, if you want to hunt in Iowa, you want to hunt in the western states, you're going to pay a lot of money to do it.
Now, this is something that was not in the governor's budget. Do we have any idea about the amount of revenue that could be generated by raising the fees?
I think the proposal I saw was, it looked like it was a straight across the board $2 increase. And I think their estimate came out, it's on this one report I was looking at this morning, I think their estimate came out to like $2.1 million extra that would raise, and just by raising, you know, each fee for each fishing license, each hunting license, because there's lots of different licenses for hunting and fishing and trapping in Wisconsin. So I think that was their best estimate, roughly $2.1 million.
Now, meanwhile, 57 DNR employees began receiving formal notices this week that they might face layoffs as part of the proposed cuts to the agency. 27 of those came for those working in the Bureau of Science Services, which is possibly facing some significant cuts. Is there worry that you know of from the outdoors community that these cuts could have a significant impact on how wildlife is managed here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of concern. I mean, you might not get it where people are... Where some of the rank and file guys and women are calling their legislators about it, but I think anyone who is aware of Wisconsin's heritage and our wildlife management systems, I mean, we are typically a state that the rest of the country envies for the resources we have, and we've always had this tremendous history for providing science sets. You know, going back in history, where we have really good records of deer numbers, fish population estimates. You know, one thing that the state agencies in Wisconsin has always done, better than our universities can't do, is they keep these year-to-year records that are vital to really making long-term decisions on the natural resources. So how many people are actually translating that kind of knowledge into phone calls to lawmakers because they're concerned, I have no idea. I really don't know how that's playing out. But I do know, I hear about it quite often from hunters and fishermen. They do know there's something at stake here. They might not use the information themselves, but they understand that there are people in decision-making positions who do look at that data.
Pat, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Pat Durkin. He's an outdoors columnist for Wisconsin Newspapers.